Kuf Samach Dalet, we did the sif, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So just to review again, the sif was this idea that a person can wash his hands in the morning and put a tanai on them, put a condition on them, and say that this washing should count for the rest of the day. Every time he eats, he'll be relying back on this act of washing, which he did in the morning. And of course, he has to maintain his awareness of his hands, that his hands should not become anyway halachically not pure for the tefillah. But if he has water available later on the day, he should wash again. So let's say a person is traveling, he doesn't always can find water, so this would be a solution a person could do. A person can wash his hands at the beginning of the day and have this one, in case he doesn't find water along the way, he'll have a way that his hands should be have washed and be kosher for eating bread. If, however, he has water available, he should rewash his hands. The Rambam came along and said that this is all talking about an atila which was not an atila, which is a chiyuv, which is necessary for eating. Any washing which he's doing, which is not for eating purposes, he can make this tanaya. But washing which is for eating, so I can't wash for this meal and have a mind for the next meal also. Because I'll put it, when you're washing for a meal, because I'll put on it, each meal has to have its own atila. So see the Mishnah Berurah. So cut now, b'masna aleihem. He should express it verbally. Or at least, if he doesn't express it verbally, he should at least think it. Okay. Obviously, this washing has to be done with all of the requirements of washing for a meal. It has to be that shouldn't have any crack on the kli. Gabbard has to be pouring from the person. The water can't have been discolored. It can't be used for something else. But we're like we said before.
But the washing is different.
The
wash is different for the morning and then for a meal.
Well, we're going to get it. This doesn't have to still be the washing of the morning. This has to be, can be any washing as long as it's not the washing for a meal. But yes, if you would want to use this for washing for the meals, the washing of the morning for the washing for the meals, you'd have to do with all the requirements of washing for a meal. The order, the fact that you do it one, that wouldn't be a problem. That's not a problem. The order is not marked. But these requirements, so even though washing in the morning, the fact that you require, you don't necessarily require all of these, the kli should be shalem, etc. Ma'am shtoni shtana marayan, or nasim and malacha, the Rambam over there says you should be machmeran, but it's not ma'akabidia, but if I call correctly. Zekima shalachila, shiny, but over here, but if you want to use it for to be valid for meal purposes, that's going to be a different story. So this is mutar filo shalom b'shas adchak. However, so you should only use this in a case of necessity. For example, you're traveling, and he's concerned he will not have water while he's traveling. He's traveling in a wagon with goyim. And if he stops, if he's the only passenger, so the driver will wait for him. But his other passengers are not going to wait. If he starts getting off and starts looking for water, he's afraid that they're not going to wait for him.
With goyim, you
say? Goyim. Non-Jews. Yeah. So, chosid b'shas adchak. That's considered shas adchak. Af shiyudei shiyesh mayim baderech. Even though he knows there's water available, but he's afraid that he won't be able to get to the water in a safe way. Mahani kashanotel shachar zumasta. Therefore, he will use this solution of washing earlier in the day before he starts the day, and putting this condition on it. Now, this only works as long as it requires that you should not be mesiach das. You have to maintain awareness of what's happening with your hands the whole time. So Shtiyat Atim Shmiras Yadav Shal Yigu B'Mokam Etinoifis. They can't touch any place which would make them halachically dirty. With Esher Kosev Ramah Lo Yitan Fim Who Pirish Dibrei Mechaber V'Hai Lo Ratzulay Meshaloy. The Rebbe says, it's not a new thought. That is this thought. You should, cannot be Messiah Das to prevent them from becoming Metunav. Okay. Now, so Lucharis, one second. Let's just clarify. We mean we wash your hands in the morning this time over here, and we met all the lachos of the tila. We kept my hands, you know, in surgical gloves, you know, tied up, and you can't do anything with them for the next 5 hours. So, like, what are you tonight for? Why? I mean, the hands are clean.
What
do you need tonight? Tonight. After Yodav Nikias, Hitzrichu Gamken Lahasis Mikadim Shia Oilaloi Hanatila Lachila. So we need this Tanai as well. So why do we need a Tanai as well? My hands are clean. Okay. Mishum, the Til Sadaim, boy, Kavanah Lachila. So we said before that the Chazal, when they're in Mesak and Allah of Til Sadaim, it has to be, you have to do it, we have to wash your hands with intent for Achila. So when I'm ready for the meal, so I need that, I require that. So we're over here also, I'm not right before the meal. So what's connecting that Atila to the Achila? The fact that I'm verbalizing, or at least thinking that I'm doing this for the purpose of my meals. And each meal will have that same requirement. So I have to make that tonight for all my meals for the day. This way, the Natila in the morning will count for all the meals. Now, so the Mishabura, Lopaiskim Natila Loy Boy Kabana, Kimabur Basim and Kuflatasip Yudkim. We brought a sheet which says you don't need Kabana. So then, why do you need Tanai for it? Yesh Lomer, to the Hachi Tzarek Tanai. According to them, we could explain the need for Tanai differently. What is that? The Kivan, the Kol Yom, who. It's a whole day's worth, you know, to keeping awareness of the whole day. We say in someone else Shemir also Shemisha Balabadai Telem Kain Hisna Dos Noitzen Leib Lizor Beirsa. If I declare that I'm doing it for this purpose, it means that itself generates a higher level of awareness and care than if I just, you know, I don't necessarily declare it. They say, oh yeah, you know, I haven't watched, you know, I haven't been with my hands the last 3 hours. Maybe you have, you didn't realize, you forgot, you didn't, you know, a lot of times we do some things and don't realize we did it. So unless I would make the Tanai up front, therefore I need to verbalize it. Now, what's important to point out that we use the word Tanai over here, you know, the word Tanai in Shas means the idea of making putting a condition on something. So there's a halacha is how to make a condition. You have to make a Tanai kofel. You have to say if X yes, if Y no, right? We don't need any of that over here. It's not a real Tanai in the sense of you're creating a you're making your wash conditional. What you're doing basically is you're what you're saying is this wash is for that purpose. So it's more declaration than anything else. Correct. Correct. So you don't need all of the halachas of Tanoim. Will you tan fame? So cutting down. So what would be the problem? Tina of a person, but Tila. So when we say dirty, getting dirty from dirt, mud, that doesn't make your hands possible for eating. What makes your hands possible is what halach refers to is either hurumak mitzaya or zeya kol shehu. A person would touch any type of the things of the body, the excretions of the body, or the areas of the body which are sweaty. Filarach nogam and mekaymus and mechusim megufay kalekamam and sebeis, or any part of your body which is normally covered. So we assume that that's an area which a certain amount of sweat builds up, and that creates something which will pass your hands, make your hands not acceptable for achila. Dirt, mud, ba'alma, ain't a poison until that does not impact your washing. Your washing is fine. Because a person named Hitler's Yadav Bibate Yadayim, Yadach and Tila Bahutsian. So, one way to do this is by putting your hands into a gloves, and then you don't take them out of the gloves from that point onwards. Moil, that'll be sufficient. The Sulak al Khashash has a Das. We're not worried about you being Messiah Das, the body Nishmer Yadav, because the hands have been watched. We don't do this concept of the Shulchan Aruch, we don't do this anymore. Why? So the nature of our distracted minds and the distractions which exist, that we can't feel confident that we're going to be able to maintain an awareness of our hands. Therefore, we stop doing this tonight. So the Mishabura, but I would suggest that, you know, let's look at the situation. Even in a case of great necessity, we should rely on it. You're right, we do need a tremendous amount of effort to keep your hands in check, aware of your hands. So I would suggest wearing gloves. And even in that situation, if water comes available, you should wash again, even though you put your hands into the gloves, because you never know, maybe you took up again. The nature of the way we work is that there's times you take off your gloves without even realizing it. Oh, my gloves off. I don't really remember taking my glove off. So again, so that is a concern. So we'll only rely on this if we don't have another option. So even in the case of the mechaber, imayim and suyim, if water is available, you have to wash again. Tamadover, sifkot and hay. The yesh teis v'poskim shesovrin. There is an opinion. Even we're going to be makel and allow you to do this. You have to go and get water. That's a tircha. They said, you know what? Even though it's possible, it's not a shasatchak gomer, but you know what? You can do this eitzah, keep your hands in check, and not be much riach for the water. Okay, that's as far as we'll take it. But some of the water is right there. They also agree you can't do this eitzah. You have to keep the wash for your meal. So he says, therefore, it would be proper to wash again. But he said, don't make a bracha, because on the other hand, maybe you're yotzeh, and you're not mechayev to do the wash again. Comes from Mother Moses, says this is only for a netila, which is not for achila purposes. Now, the lav dafka in the tila sidayim shachris kashakam yachol lahasis is not only the first washing of the morning. Anytime you're washing, not for eating purposes, you can designate that washing for your upcoming meals. Person comes out of the bathroom. Or you wash for something which is dipped in liquid. So you know what? But I'm eating later on, meal later on. I want the washing now for work for the meal later on as well. So the fact that the meal is not right now, that's fine. The Sharsin says what we're adding over here is interesting, because when you wash in the morning, you make a bracha al Netilas Sidayim. You wash after the Beis Kisei, you don't make a bracha al Netilas Sidayim. See, in this scenario, we're going to let you make this washing after the Beis Kisei, be masked that it should work for the meal later on, right? And end up with no al Netilas Sidayim, neither now nor later on. So the Sharsin above points out, even though that'll be true, it comes out that you never had a chiyah. The problem is having a chiyah bracha, not making it, but you never had a chiyah bracha. Now you don't have a chiyah bracha. And later on, your hands are clean, so you don't have to make a bracha. So that's not a problem. Lamahani tonight. But if you're eating a meal, you're washing for a meal, so that already is chazal or masakin, you have to wash for this meal. You can't then say I'm washing for the next meal also, that each meal has its own chiv. Zion. You're washing for the meal, not from any other purpose, just for the meal. But I'm washing, but I'm not going to eat right away. Zelamahani. You can't interrupt between your washing and the meal. if I'm washing for shacharis, I have a valid reason to wash, and I want to use it for something else, fine. If I'm washing for the meal, and I'm not eating the meal, so, you know, we're traveling, I already done my shacharis, I went to the bathroom, and fine, I said, oh, you know, later on, about 2 hours, I'm planning to eat lunch, so let's wash now, so I want to stop along the way and find water. So I said, no, that you can't do. Miu. So the Mishabura, im notel l'tzarech achila, if you're washing to eat right now, I'm washing for breakfast. I'm going to eat lunch later on. I want to wash again for lunch. I said, you know what? Let's count. Let it count for both. So I want to clear. I said wrong. That case is acceptable. If you're washing for two meals, that'll work. Now the Sharatian brings. There are some achmirim on that, but he would be inclined to be makel. The Sharatian in Ches, there's a chorin which are machmer and say you can't wash for multiple meals in one time, which is what I was telling you before. But the Shabur is passing that you could. What you can't do is wash for this meal and then not eat. That you can't do. Okay, Sif Bey, common issue. Mishaymed Besuda, person is in the meal. So then he realizes that his hands moved around middle of the meal, and he wasn't focusing on keeping his hands. He touched a part of his body, which would be problematic. For example, he says the example of the shirk or the yorech, your thigh or the hip area. He touched a part of your body which is normally covered. So normally that produces a certain amount of sweat, etc. And that's what Chazal were worried about, that this type of things in your hands is not proper. You should be eating your meal with those type of things in your hands. So now you need to wash again. Or he scratched his head. So again, we pointed out, if you just rub your hands on the outside of your hair, that's not a problem. But if you put your hands in between your hairs, so that area underneath, it develops a sort of zoom over there, sort of a uncleanliness, which that's part of the chiyuv to wash your hands. L'chol kiyotzu b'zeh, something similar. Is any place which has this developing of this sweatiness? So tzarek l'echsel litl yodav l'ivorach al nitzil sedam. You have to wash again. And l'chavar says you make a bracha. Now the next simon will deal with going to the bathroom, which is the Mechaber deals with the case where you went to the bathroom right before the meal. So how exactly do you wash? Deal with the washing for that? But let's say you go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal. That's what we're dealing with over here. That's equivalent of these cases. So Zot the Mishnah Berurah Ches Veniska Shanaga. So he realizes that he touched. But within him, he sees that's the Mishnah Berurah Ches Sarachlito. So commercial cause of Simakuf Ayin. The truth is, even if you're not aware that you actually did something problematic, but the fact that you have stopped being aware of where your hands are would be problematic. So the assumption is, calls mind that you're eating, your hands are being kept clean. But let's say a person would call me out for my meal to discuss something with me. We get involved in a deep discussion. So the assumption in the law is that during that time you're not focusing on the shmir of your hands because you're involved in this deep discussion. So in that situation, you have to wash again. And that'll be later on. In Hilchos Suda, we'll get to that case. Whether you make a bracha or not. When this happens, now, okay, stop. Now getting back to over here, this case, the person realizes that they touched. So you're not allowed to eat bread with your hands not being clean. So you have the piece of bread in your mouth. You're going to have to pause, right, and not swallow until you wash your hands. Or a flip side of that, a person would be chewing and walk into the bathroom while he's chewing. So he went to the bathroom and used the bathroom, so he can't chew, he can't swallow. Because he has to wash his hands before he eats bread. Any place in the body which is normally covered, we assume there's Zeya. which means it's not a problem in the places which are normally visible. His face, the parts of the arm which are normally visible. So that's relevant over there, that these would be issues in the middle of davening as well. Davening or learning would be the same thing. A shechicha b'rosh, a person scratches head. I mean, look, shechicha el shenogim b'sarosh, if you didn't scratch and you just touched, and start the tila. We gave a case before of a person used his hair to dry his hands. So you just like rubbed your hands, even though you didn't. You rubbed it, but you didn't put it inside the in between the hairs. So you just put it on the outside of the surface. That's not a problem. Okay. So it's not a new point. It is the explanation of what we said before. And if this is true by the places which are just sweaty, for sure the places which are mamish, unclean in the body, also where he went to the bathroom, or he defecated or urinated, in either of those cases, and a person was cleaned himself, etc., as he touched those areas, so he would have to wash his hands. Comes the Marshal and says, no, you don't make a bracha. Even if you go to the bathroom, the only case you have to make a bracha is if by going to the bathroom a person went a long distance, they went to the outhouse, that might be a long distance, so then there's no shemir shadayim anymore, etc. But that the simple fact of going to the bathroom, the Rishal says you don't make a bracha. This is a major machlokes, whether we accept the opinion of the Rishal not to make a bracha. The Bir Locha comes, it's a long Bir Locha over here. And so he says his final conclusion is the following. The Ba'asit Tzrachov, a person went to the bathroom, he defecated. He touched an area like that in his body, not just a sweaty place. He went away for a long pause, interruption in the meal. All those we require washing again with a bracha. But if he touched a place which is just normally covered, but one of the places where there's the full dirtiness of the body, of the going to the bathroom, even if he urinated, even if he cleaned off any remaining urine with his hands, ayin shok. So that's the hakra that he came. So if a person goes to the bathroom for gedarlim, he has to wash his hands with a bracha. If he goes to the bathroom for katanim, he would not make a bracha. He has to wash his hands, not with a bracha. Take a look here at the Bir Locha. Sheesh ben Mimulei Zeya. It's the first one on the page. It's a short one. Comes along with the verse. It's a fascinating chiddush. Nirish and nochenli zoyer miliga fila beemsa beeza bega the shidua sheesh b'shom harbe Zeya. Not only is it true Zeya being a problem on your body, if you have a beged which has absorbed zeya, would also be would be proper not to touch. And you would have to wash again. So he holds, for example, the band inside of your hat. So it sits in your head all the time and it absorbs all the sweat from your hair. And the band is a place that you would have to, if you touch the band inside of your hands, you'd have to wash your hands in the middle of the meal. You shouldn't touch that area. The same thing, obviously touching a piece of clothing, which you know is mama's sweaty, would be the same thing like that. The real locha, which he comes at his hakra, and how to deal with not like the marshal, is quite long, so the whole rest of this page and the whole rest of the next page. So not going to do it. But that's his maskana, is that, that's what he held like that. So the Chazon Ish doesn't like this hachra of the Mishnah Berurah, and he holds even a person went to the bathroom for ketanim, person would wash again with the, and says, and you have a right to make a bracha, like the Shulchan Aruch says, and a person who chooses not to make a bracha, that's also an option. He doesn't say that the chura that you would have to do one way or the other. Okay. So now Siman Kuf Samach Hei deals with a person who goes to the bathroom before the meal. So he's coming out of the meal and he has his hands, which are not clean, and he's going to wash his hands from after the bathroom and then go straight into the meal. So what do you do? How do you address the multiple needs of washing in that situation? So the Mechaber says like this: a person went to the bathroom and now he wants to eat. So Mechaber says, you wash twice. You wash one time. Then you wash once and you say on the Sheyatzar. Then you wash a second time. Okay. Now the Mechaber is going to point out, if you wash one time, a full-fledged netila, then you can't make a netila sedayim in the second one, because you're not mechuyev to. The bracha is that I'm mechuyev to wash my hands. I just wash my hands perfectly. Why am I mechuyev to wash my hands again? So the first netila is v'dafka netila, which would not be kosher. Let's say a person is machmer to always use a cup after he goes to the bathroom. In this situation, he should not do that. This way he won't get involved in the possibility of saying, I was your tzumay netila for the meal. Because a lot of times you wash your hands right after the bathroom with a cup, you're really washing a netila, which would be, the cup is kosher, the water is kosher, it's koyach gavra, you're using revius, you pour it on your hand, you cover all of your hand, so that's a netila.
So that's better than touching a part of
yourself? Right? That would be better to do that, right?
What was his actions?
So the first washing should not be a washing which is valid for netila. This way, you can't make a bracha on the second one. Zok the mechaber. What you can do is the following: let's say you do not want to wash twice. So you wash once. La'achas shavach pamachas al yodov. So the point is, say that Asher Yatzar in a time where it's not ready to, it's not, we don't want you being masked between the Natila and the Bracha of Altis Yadayim, we're saying Asher Yatzar. So the solution is to say Asher Yatzar earlier in the process, before the Chiyuv of Altis Yadayim kicks in. So in the case you're washing with less than revius, you pour once, you're gonna pour twice, and then you do it on both hands, and then you're gonna be mashavshim, and then you're gonna make the bracha. Well, you have plenty of time earlier on to say Asher Yatzar. You pour it on your hand one time, so your hand is clean now. You can't make Asher Yatzar before you wash your hands because your hands are dirty. So that's not, you can't make the bracha Asher Yatzar after you went to the bathroom until you wash your hands. But I wash my hands once, so my hands are clean, so I can make Asher Yatzar. But I'm not making a tzel sedayim yet because I have to wash a second time to remove the tuma of the water. So my hands are clean enough that I can say Asher Yatzar, but it's not this one of al tzel sedayim yet. That's a hefsek between my washing and al tzel sedayim. That's the dates that the Mechaber gives. Okay. So that's the Mishnah Berurah. How is it tzrochav?
Is
there
a hefsek between your washing and al tzel sedayim?
No, we're saying it's not. Because you're washing, you're saying that Asher Yatzar before it's the Zaman of Al Tzel Sedayim. You haven't finished the process of washing it. You only pour in this hand one time. In each hand one time. You have to wash your hands a second time. You have to pour a second time to remove the water which is tameh. Okay. Kazeh b'shloah. The cholam yidlik atzim. We cut the funnels. Cut him in the tilak. We can't cut him. Say it right here. It's proper to actually relieve yourself before you start the meal. This is, you know, in regards to the hug of how a person should take care of themselves. So the Mechaber says, you wash twice. So why are you washing twice? The mitzvah pamachas, mivorach betchil asher yitzar, v'chakachal until shidayim, ha'vihepzik brein until the brichosu. You can't say asher yitzar and then al until shidayim. Because as soon as you wash, you have a chiyuv to say al until shidayim. You can't say something else in between. V'mivorach betchil al until shidayim, v'chakach asher yitzar, so okay, so fine. So wash, say al until shidayim, and then say asher yitzar. So then the problem is you're interrupting between the washing and the tzedaim and the moitzi. Well, the guy's, you know, saying it's a sheyatzar in between. Okay, so third option: wash your hands, say the tzedaim, say moitzi, and then say sheyatzar after moitzi. L'niach when the vorach brichas sheyatzar arach brichas moitzi gam kenen onochen. It's not proper to do that either. You shouldn't push it off so much. You should try and make it make the brach of the sheyatzar right away. It's, you know, because you went to the bathroom already. You should make the sheyatzar on the going to the bathroom. Well, first I'm going to wash my hands. I say al tzedaim, sit down, say amoytzi, swallow, and then the sheyatzar. That's not proper either. Okay, so therefore, we said, what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is to wash once, say Asher Yitzar, and then wash a second time, and say Al Tetzah Daim, and say Al Moitzi. Kosoch Reinim, the Tzarek Lizar Shalalito Bapam Arishon Natila Gemura, that the first washing should not be a proper washing. Therefore, Barak Ma'at Nishim Lakiyas, it's just, you know, a simple washing which will clean the hands. Okay. Fine. Veda. So the Mishabura, the Yesh Kama Poistim Zir Lahu Dashayatar Lo Havi Hefze Ben Birchas Natila Hamoitzi. This whole issue was a moot point according to them. There's nothing wrong with saying a Shayatar between Al Tilsidayim and Hamoitzi. Mishum Lakol, the Tzarek Atar Shidayim. Because that's all part of the process of cleaning yourself, and then from cleaning your hands to get ready for the meal. It's not less than saying, "Get ready for the meal" by preparing the food for the animals, because you can't eat till you feed your animals. So therefore, Mr. Burr says that therefore I would suggest. A situation where you washed a kosher netilah the first time. This is a chayadim. Okay? And you had a mind for the meal. So therefore it's... Because he said you have to have kavanah when you wash for the meal. So in that situation, you work netilah al netilah sidayim. V'halkach asher yotzar. V'yeshis v'chal poskim elu. In this situation, I would not tell you to be metame your hands and redo it again. I'd rather say that what you should do in that situation, if you washed the first time the tefillah properly, you should say Asher Yitzar, Al Netilas Yadayim, and then say Amoitzi.
Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yitzar,
and then Al Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yitzar, and then Amoitzi. Yeah. Kosem Agan Rav, Noiz Yitzroch, Be'em Sasuda. Okay. Let's say you went in the middle of the meal. So we said before that you have to wash your hands. So you're also left with this dilemma. I have Al Hizadayim and Asher Yitzar. Kulyam and Neitzel Rak Pamachas, Mavorach Al Hizadayim, Rachakach Asher Yitzar. Kibin in Tzarek Lavorach Hamoitzi, Kekamom and Sivu Kuvayin Ches, Im Kain and Kan Hefzik. The bathroom was not a Hefzik for the Hamoitzi. She's not making Hamoitzi again. So the whole problem is, you don't want to be Master Tin Al Hizadayim and Hamoitzi. Well, there's no Hamoitzi over here. So then you wash once. You say Al Tilsi Daim. You say Asher Yitzar, and you eat. Okay. Okay.
So how did you have to make a brach on the Tilsi Daim? You're not going to make a motzi?
I'm sorry, what?
He's saying, you're talking about...
If you go to the bathroom, Em Sasuda?
Yeah, Right.
So that's what he said before, because your hands became a tunav. You have to wash your hands before you eat.
I understand.
But it's not a hefsek in the meal. You weren't going to say a das of eating.
So that's what people are not. People are not going to do that. They go to the bathroom in the middle of the meal and they say on to the seat.
He's talking about for ketanim.
No, he's talking about for gedolim. His akhra was that for ketanim you don't make a bracha unless it's a diamond. For gedolim you do. That was Mishabur in the last in the end of the last seven.
Okay, I think there is a discussion about whether to make a lesson. Again, if there's.
But what is interesting is that Mishabura learns that the problem over here is over the Shira Tzad, the problem is a hafzik between the Baruch of Alnath Yisraelim and the Baruch of Hamoitzi. Right? The Chazanish says the problem is the hafzik between Alnath Yisraelim and the meal, not in the Hamoitzi. So he holds even the Emsa Surah, you're not making another Hamoitzi, you still have the same problem. Because you're being ma'af between Alnath Yisraelim and the meal. The point is, you're washing your hands, and you're saying, I'm washing my hands because I have a chiyuv to wash my hands in order to eat. Then go eat. You know, I can't wash my hands because I have a chiyuv and then do something else. It's not because I have like a bracha of hamotzi, it's because it's before the meal. So the fact that this is introducing into the meal, that shouldn't make a difference. Now, so when we get to Kubayin Ches, we'll see this discussion whether going to the bathroom is a hefsek b'emsa suda. That's a different issue. Right, but his Mishabur Zakhra, that's not considered a hefsek. So you don't have to make a moitzi, but in that situation, therefore, the proper order would be Alath Yisudayim and then a Shayat Tsar without a problem.
Even if you're not going to eat bread like
that? That is true. I don't know what it is. Saying it's a Zadayim or saying that the Hefsek Isha? I'm not sure which one.
So you wash the Zadayim, make the bracha again. So presumably we are talking about a bread meal.
What?
Because you wouldn't have said it's a Zadayim in the first place if it wasn't a pas.
Correct.
So my question is, even if you don't have to make a motzi, but...
Is that a lacha that you have to wash your hands again? It's only if you're planning to eat bread again.
Yes.
You're not planning to eat bread anymore, you don't make Alat Tisadayim.
Okay.
And the shear would have to be a shear which is chai for Alat Tisadayim, would be a kebeya.
Since you're not making hamotzi, so you don't necessarily have to have the bread immediately.
So your question is, I have to wash my hands because I'm planning to eat more. Do I have to eat the bread right away?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Mishnah over there comes out that you should. Mm-hmm. Because you want to, the mice you're washing. The mentila should be, again, you know, it shouldn't be hesach adas. So once you start eating bread, we assume that you're not going to be hesach adas. So you do something else. It's like being interrupting between that and that. Okay.